USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More questions and answers in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. Justice John Roberts declined to read the question of Senator Rand Paul, which apparently intended to reveal the identity of the whistleblower.
The presiding officer declines to read the question as submitted.
Senator Paul then walked out of the Senate chamber and stepped up to reporters.
I can tell you that my question made no reference to any whistleblower or any kind of person, a complaint from a whistleblower.
He then said the name of the person he thinks is the whistleblower. The House has approved two measures aimed at clawing back President Trump's war powers, a direct result of recent aggression between Iran and the United States. The votes passed with 4 Republican defections on one measure and 11 on the other. President Trump tweeted, "Members should vote with their heart." This is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
130 feet of President Trump's border wall was ripped off from gusty winds. The panels landed on some trees on the Mexican side of the border. Nearly 4 years after Britons voted to leave the European Union, members of the European Parliament on Wednesday gave final approval to Britain's departure on Friday. The European Parliament voted to approve the withdrawal agreement brokered by London and the EU and passed by British lawmakers. It was the final hurdle to Britain's exit from the 28-nation bloc after nearly a half century of membership. After Britain and the EU part ways on Friday, the two will negotiate terms of its future relationship beginning in March. Those discussions will include specific details on trade, travel, and other issues. A commemorative 50-pence coin will be issued on Friday upon Britain's exit, which reads, "Peace, prosperity, and friendship with all nations." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A false story about the Kobe Bryant crash has led to a reporter's suspension. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
ABC News chief national correspondent Matt Gutman's been suspended by the network after inaccurately reporting on Sunday that all 4 of Kobe Bryant's children, quote, are believed to be on that helicopter with him, all daughters, one of them a newborn, end quote. He later corrected the error and apologized, writing on Twitter, "Today I inaccurately reported it was believed that 4 of Kobe Bryant's children were on board that flight. It's incorrect. I apologize to Kobe's family, friends, and to our viewers." An ABC News representative did not divulge the length of Gutman's suspension. Gutman's been at ABC since 2008. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The deadly coronavirus has spread into the U.S. Robert Redfield of the CDC.
Today, in conjunction with the Illinois Department of Public Health, CDC is announcing the first instance of person-to-person spread of the new coronavirus in the United States.
Redfield says it's the husband of the Chicago woman who was diagnosed with the illness after returning from China. Now, there are 6 confirmed cases of the virus in the U.S. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.